One of the blogs that I read by Mike Adams, the health ranger, natural news editor, and I've met Mike, nice guy, but I think he's kind of overstepping a bit here. As Ion has said many times, you can't legislate morality, yet Mike is saying that pop music superstar Lady Gaga appears to have crossed the line into a world of necro-inspired insanity. Yet she's worshipped by children and teens and quite a few adults who listen to her music. So Mike Adams is saying the Lady Gaga saga and the coming poverty generation of youth left behind is what's in store for us. It's a long article. It's like over 2,000 words of another generation of adults who are saying that a next generation of kids are going to have their brains totally warped by this generation of music stars. Ion, let's talk about how you believe it seems that Lady Gaga has taken her own power and is just out there giving that example to people.
Absolutely. She's become very, 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 very secure in her place of power. And by giving all that she gives away for free, she now has whole lots of money checks. Otherwise, who would be noticing? To win the goal of having the most boob tubes ever, did they pay a penny a piece or a dollar a piece or 99 cents a piece for those views? No. It was accidentally leaked. By accident. And yet, it caught on as a quote, anomaly. Now, all of a sudden, it becomes a promotable expansion of others wanting to pay money to have her endorsement or to advertise her place. And that's where then it turns into a legislation of morality saying, no, 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 I'm the big cheese. I'll tell you what necrophilia we're going to engage today. No, 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 I'll set it up of how it's supposed to be. No, 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 don't trust Lady Gaga. Trust me and buy my stuff because then you'll know the right way. Where Lady Gaga is turning right around saying, you are who you are, who you are, and get happy about that. And when you find that place of power, you'll give a happy crap what I, Gaga, or anybody else thinks about what you think.
Apparently, when Lady Gaga was on tour in Europe 2 years ago, someone leaked one of her songs, and it became a
Bad Romance.
Bad Romance, and became a YouTube phenomenon. And we all know that there is no money and there is no music to buy. All the music stores have crumbled in the face of people getting free music over the internet. So, I mean, what does this very smart woman do but create a multi-version of herself where she's branded herself across all media? So just as Ian is saying, she didn't care about her music being leaked and given away for free because it led to who she is now. I think what really got Mike Adams going is the shocking dress of raw, dead animal flesh. And when I was talking to Ion about that, he said, well, that's the meat sack we've been saying all along.
There it is, the meat sack.
Yeah, it's no wonder she put on a meat sack. And I thought that was pretty brilliant. Any more on that, Ion?
Everybody expected Lady Gaga to show her ass, and so she showed a little brisket. It's okay.
I don't know if I would go over this article.
No, you wouldn't go over the article. But the interesting dynamic is, why in the world would all of a sudden some singer from New York all of a sudden have a valid influence on the entire society, like her or not, that doesn't care what her power in the society is regarding how society views her place of power in the society or the socioeconomic strata of your world now.
Mm-hmm.
We go, there you go. There you go. There's your snapshot. There's your Kodak moment. That's how you do it.
No.
That's what it looks like, smells like, be like, and when you get there, you can sleep with it.
Look,
great fun.
Everybody knows the Italian-American mafia controls the music industry. Madonna came out of Mulberry Street in New York, and now Lady Gaga. It's all mafia control. That's what it is. Anybody who's in New York and hooks up with some of my buddies in the mafia, you're in. That's it. So you guys are forgetting the top-down control out of Italy, Little Italy.
We thought it was the ancient Samaritan Hebrewoids that were doing all the rectal probing. Come on, which is it?
No, the electric environment decentralized 100 years ago, and the mafia took it over. They toppled those guys.
Wow. So that's where the power is, everybody. You need to become mafioso and get you some piano wire, and then you, too, like Gaga, can make it to the top.
Yeah, I think the guy who released the video was an Italian-American, so... Any Italian-American out, call in and protest. We have smeared the whole racial stock there. But,
Oh, no, the citizens won't be calling, Bob. They'll just take you out. They're much more powerful than you.
Hey, Bob, I'll go one step further. Let's smear parents. Because
there's no such thing anymore.
Yeah, exactly. There you go. Mike Adams says, as I said at the beginning, parental responsibilities when a parent decides to limit their children's exposure to things that may harm them. Mike actually disses children. He says, children, after all, will eat candy all day long if that's what you make available in your home. Just watch them on Halloween and you'll see how irrational they can get about feeding on more sugar. One of the experiments I tell kids to do is, well, eat a whole bunch of sugar one day and see how you feel, and then judge for yourself if you want it or not. So Mike is falling into this whole trap of thinking that parents have to judge their children and limit their exposure to things that harm them. Now, Ion has talked about this before. Can you go into your idea of parental responsibility, Ion?
Yeah,
parental responsibility. You can't even make your teenagers comb their hair. How are you going to control what they eat? You make tobacco taboo. Well, then they turn into a generation of smokers. You make alcohol taboo. Then they end up drunk and detoxing all the time. You have a happy engagement of choosing the reference points of delicious engagement that you're deliciously engaging in. And then all of a sudden, all that fascination is not even odd, weird, or uncomely. It's like, what are you talking about? It's a gin and tonic. It's no big deal. Well, then it isn't. So then you have a whole nother strata that comes into a generation, the love children of the 60s. It goes on and on and on. You can go all the way back to Prohibition if you want to. But it isn't about any consuming of anything that will kill you, because there's nothing that will kill you. And the teenagers know this, for Pete's sake. How come is it that you get drunk and you get in a car? Why is it the drunks that get killed? It's always some pedestrian that's afraid of a drunk driver that gets exiting because they're ready to go. Well, then there you go. That's why it's such a problem, is because the drunks always sleep it off and they're fine.
The medical profession is naturally inclined to a moralistic view about the chemical body.
Yes, but who's setting the gauge of the morality that the view of their perception and persona is?
That does not compute. So finish my point.
Well, exactly.
No, you don't compute. You better watch out, Ion. I had a Snicker bar before the show, so...
that sugar will kick in, and they told you that would kill you. So there you go. That's right. That's exactly right, everybody.
Okay.
There you go.
Well, I'm addressing Carol. So you have the moral view in DMA, in regular medicine. The flaw, the mistake the alternative medicine is making is that they're being moralistic, too, from the other side, about the qualities that one ingests. Now, I've noticed that you aren't really moralistic in your blogs and modules. Don't fall into that trap. But besides being the parental in relation to the kids, he's missing the interaction of the other bodies, the chip body, the astral body.
Absolutely. I mean, look what he says about kids. He's saying the kids from India, Korea, China, Japan are kicking our butts academically. As a country, India now graduates 10 times as many engineers and scientists each year than America. He doesn't realize that's a rear-view mirror stance to take, and that, you know, what's coming and what our kids are getting into in terms of video and chip body, digital body, is in advance of what he's talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about old hardware jobs. You know, the East goes West and the West goes East, so the less developed nations, they want to experience the hardware, inventor, gadget-loving world of American ingenuity, so they're replacing it because that's a mechanical body, chemical body extension, whereas the digitalized kids here in North America, they're not going to bother making hardware, they're going to make imagery. And they know that's where the action is. So they're not waiting around for aspects of the chemical body. Now, there is an imbalance there, but the medical profession, alternative or not, has no clue how to address this. They're just talking in chemical body terms and then being moralistic about it. And there are no parents anymore. The Android meme is the parent of everybody, all ages. That's what the cartoon The Simpsons is about. There's no age difference in The Simpsons. It's about everybody being 1 year old, which McLuhan predicted. Everybody's 1 year old and have a tantrum and play power games every day in their grouping. That's what's happening collectively. So if you can't, well, I'll end that right there.
Wow, that was a wrap. That was great.
His blood sugar just dropped.
No, it didn't drop. It just kicked in. IP kicked in.
Yeah, I nodded out. I just nodded out from blood sugar. Lynette in the Los Angeles region says, could I explain how Lady Gaga and Kia Thug Misses differ in how they express coming into one's own power?
Well, it's the perspective. The perspective is different. One is driven from the desire, and the other one doesn't give a flip and just lets it be.
The desire would be Thug Misses.
Yeah, Gaga just happy about being happy, and she could give a happy pluck. What you think?
Well, what was she doing yesterday? Some sort of press conference?
It was a play. She was pointing out that the aggregated promises of the president administration of dispelling or getting shed of, don't ask, don't tell, don't do it where anybody can see you, suggestion was inappropriate, and it was to be repealed. Well, it's been supposed to have been from the campaign was it's going to be repealed immediately. Well, 18 months later, they're just now speaking about it to no avail. And her response was, if that's an issue or a problem, then if you are heterosexual and offended by others' sexual genders in your fighting arms at the ones who's at your arm watching your back, if you're offended by that, you should leave the military rather than having the discriminatory effect of not being able to be who you are. Because, see, remember, the Army wants you to be all you can be, just not homosexual.
With the glasses and some kind of lawyer, what was the image? What was she thinking of being? A book person?
A bad congressman's attire. Like a congressman, the way they dress. It is kind of silly if you really look at them.
And with the glasses, so she was emphasizing the book bias of these people.
She wasn't picking at you, Harry Reid, even if you think the other senators are hot.
Oh, Harry thinks the other senators are hot?
Oh, yeah, he made a big splash about it.
And did you know that Lady Gaga gave a shout-out to Lieberman during her press conference, the Democrat Joe Lieberman, and apparently someone said at some Yom Kippur service, a man told Lieberman that all that this man's daughter could talk about after the Lady Gaga was how thrilled she was that Lady Gaga gave a shout-out to someone she knew from the synagogue. Supposedly, Lieberman said, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
The Lord and Gaga works in mysterious ways. Yes, indeed. And if Jesus showed up, he wouldn't be invited to the synagogue with Lieberman anyway. So it's all good.
But we don't know what the shout-out really meant, because what Lady Gaga did was dedicated the song Speechless to Lieberman and Gaga.
Right. She knows the post.
Yeah, she's pretty smart.
She knows the post-verbal alpaca culture. Now, remember, she hung out in the Lower East Side, which I had a big influence on in the 70s and 80s. She hung out in the performance art. I was the first person to do performance art at CBGB's in 1975. You know, I started the punk motif.
But yeah, Bob did push-ups while reading from
reading my poetry from a dollar bill. Anyway,
dollar bill.
Yeah.
So, his athletic.
Clinton or otherwise.
The point is, she grew up in that hotbed of heated brain thinking in the art world there, more so than Madonna did. That's where she hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And we pointed out on our private website, Carol and I walked by her school for every year she was there, 97 to 2002. We walked by 91st Street and 5th Avenue, looked the little plaque to W.T. Stead. Now, W.T. Stead was a very interesting man in the 1880s in England. He's the one who started the first Reader's Digest periodical, providing articles from all over the world that he could find in London. And he started all the general Fabian liberal strategies of freeing up women and working children and all that. He started this by becoming a media sensation by having himself imprisoned as a prostitute. W.T. Stead died on the transition on, he owed on the Titanic in April 1912.
As told by his granddaughter.
What did his granddaughter tell?
That secret of the Titanic.
That he didn't die there.
Right.
I looked at his statue. See, all the oligarchic rich people, wealthy oligarch, lived around East 91st Street 100 years ago, and they liked this guy and brought him over to start the oligarchically supported liberal humanist agenda that the Carnegies were associated with in the educational world.
Oh, because they were all at Sutton Place.
That's later. That's around Henry Kissinger. But the interesting thing is that you walk at the end and you see the Otto Kahn estate and then the James Burton estate. They're now the school that Lady Gaga went to, the Convent of the Sacred Harp, H-A-R-P, for Fausto Bach.
Harp, H-E-A-R-T.
But you pointed out that
harp is the sacred harp, which is the essence tonality of the new song that we lay out in the Book of Revelation.
So we walk by every day from 1993 to 2000 and looked at the little girls in their skirts whenever they showed up in their school skirts and then turned left and went over to walk around the reservoir. And that whole energy meant that Lady Gaga would show up and take her power the second week of March 2009. She did her first solo concert on March 12th, and Ion showed up 6 days later. And I say all this in answer to Tula. His question, why is Ion Gugu over Gaga?
Tula, we would all say it was all in Bob's chart, so you should just get his chart, and that'll tell you everything you ever wanted to know about Bob.
It's called Born This Way.